to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
Had a funny thing happen, too, over the weekend, Kennedy. I forgot to mention. So I got Barrett up early Saturday morning. I was like, hey, let's go play nine holes of golf. So we went over to this place called Fresh Pond, which is in Cambridge. It's close by, easy to get to. It's a full-size course, but it's only nine holes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so because it's just two of us, we get teamed up with some random person. And about two-thirds of the way through the thing, this guy who I think is retired is like, so what do you do for a living? And I'm like, oh, I work in radio. I host a morning radio show. He's like, yeah, I don't listen to the radio.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, thanks.
I get that all
the time. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. What are you saying?
I get that all the time. Like, oh, I'm so sorry. I don't listen to the radio. It's like, that's fine. I don't show up at your job either.
That's exactly what I say to people.
I don't care.
No, it's just always, and then
that's
there's,
why I tell people I'm a welder.
Right. And then there's
I just say communications.
There's an awkward thing, and he's like, well, where do you work? Maybe I would know it. And I'm just like,
it's really not important.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you remember WBCN? He's like, oh, I love that station.
And there we are.
I was like, well, now we play Nickelback on this station. He's like, oh, yeah, I don't listen. I was like, all right, thank you. I appreciate you.
You could just say, well, that's interesting, and move on with your freaking day.
Abby is from Norton. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Oh, this is one of my favorites. Tell everybody what you did.
So I performed as a phantom in the Rocky Horror Picture Show at the Taunton Performing Arts Center this weekend.
What was your character?
I was one of the phantoms.
Amazing.
So I was a supporting actor.
I always wanted to be magenta. Really always. But I never had the guts to get up and do it.
Mm. Dan, have you ever seen Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Never, but it's on my list because I know it's one of those like cult movies that people go at midnight and there's a whole like...
You have to go at midnight. You have to pack an entire bag filled with many, many things to include toast and toilet paper. I will explain it all to you.
Yeah. I can't just go and watch it
the first time? Yes, you can actually just go and watch it the first time. It's okay.
I wouldn't.
I need to bring toast.
No, yeah. The first time I went, we sat in the back and I just watched it all unfold, kind of understanding because there's nuances to where everything is happening on the screen as to how people are reacting. And then like the second time I went, we were like all in on everything. It's just fun. It's a good party if you've never been.
Where's your neck? You'll get it if you go.
Let's see. I have B-Side from Gloucester and she had a pretty busy weekend. What'd you get into over the weekend, B-Side?
Well, I actually test run my costume. I created my table that I'm going to put out in my driveway because I have a six-year-old neighbor I need to impress. So I have full-size candy bars ready to go. I have dog biscuits ready to go. I have lavender lemonade with adult juice inside of it ready to go with glitter.
You are one of the good ones, man.
What is the test run for the costume? What are you dressing up as?
I am Mary Sanderson.
Really?
That's pretty good, actually.
Yes. I dyed my hair purple.
You are really committing.
Now, do you have a couple of friends that are also dressing up?
So I have friends that dress as Winifred, and I have a friend who is willing to come over and dress as Billy Butcherson.
I was going to say, are you making your boyfriend be one?
No, he is going to stay inside and play video games. He's like, yeah, Halloween's holiday.
Well, thanks for calling in, B-Side. We appreciate it. Have a great week.
Absolutely. You too.
Good all right.
Girl.
All right. Bye-bye. Corey from Medford. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Hey.
You ruined some expensive boots this weekend?
I ruined some very expensive boots. My Star Trek boots I've been waiting to wear for Comic-Con next weekend while sitting around the house Sunday waiting for my friends to show up for a meeting of my Star Trek group. I decided to try them on just to show them off at the meeting. And when I was pulling the zipper up, it split.
Ugh!
Uh-huh. So, off to the cobbler, they're going to go, and I will be wearing sneakers at Comic-Con.
Oh, okay. Corey. Just throw it together with some safety pins or something, buddy?
I thought about that. I actually suppose I could fake it with an ace bandage around the top of the boot and just wear my pants long that day.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you've had it happen. You pull that zipper up and...
Yes, we've all had our expensive Star Trek boots get ripped.
Yes, our Starfleet uniforms have all been ruined.
Yes.
Yes, I have been ruined by many a zipper, Corey. Yes.
it was tragic having to cut the pole.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy.
How much did you spend on those boots again?
Oh, those were about $400.
Reinforce that zipper.
All right, thanks for calling in, Corey. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
I've got Wendy, who made a big trip. Are you just getting back?
I am. I got back this weekend. Good morning.
Good morning. Tell everybody where you went.
I went to Iceland.
How was it?
It was amazing. I mean, any, you know, positive, superlative word you could use. Jaw-droppingly stunning, the landscape, the adventure of a lifetime. It really, truly was.
Did you go into the water and put the mud on your face and such?
I did. I did a lot of stuff. we did the geothermal springs with the, you know, the mud masks. We hiked lava fields. We climbed a glacier. We hiked up a couple of volcano craters. I saw the northern lights.
Oh.
Whale watching. I mean, all of it.
Wow.
I did it all.
What a moment. Good for you. It's important to go do the things you want to do.
Who did you go with, Wendy?
Exactly. I went by myself.
That's my girl.
I went solo.
Yep.
You know, I joined, I went with a tour group, and it was a small group. There were like less than 20 of us, and over half of them were traveling solo. So it was great.
I love it. Well, good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And I highly recommend to anybody, if you have the opportunity, go.
Producer Dan, how about you? How was your weekend?
Yeah, I mean, Iceland's all right. I was in Woburn.
Where
I saw a stunning Halloween parade.
Let's go.
And I have lived here now. I moved in November 1st of 2022.
Right.
So I just missed it that year. And I don't know what the hell I was doing last year that I missed it. But this, I had no idea how big of a deal it is in this city for this holiday. Like, people were setting up their chairs 4 or 5 days in advance.
I know. We talked to someone on Friday.
And like zip tying them to light poles and stuff so people can't
move
them. So we got down there. And I got to tell you, it was one of the best parades I've ever been to.
What?
It was crazy.
That's awesome.
We had an awesome time. They had flatbed trucks with live bands on them going by.
Right.
Chewbacca on a Harley stopped and gave me a high five.
Okay.
They had 4 DeLoreans with the doors up going by.
Right.
And just tons of marching band. It was awesome. The parade was almost 2 hours long, nonstop. It's like a 2.5 mile. They start at the movie theater and by my house at the pond, which is like a 2.5 mile trek.
To get into a scrum with any kids over candy?
Oh, I stiff armed so many. I had my entire this Patriots hat I'm holding right now filled to the brim with Reese's and Kit Kats. And I got a little bit of side eye, but I was like, your kids should be faster. I'm teaching them.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.